The race for governor turned heated this week, at least between the Republican candidates. Former Congressman Mark Newman took his primary fight against Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker right to Walker's door. Wisconsin Public Radio's Milwaukee reporter Chuck Kornbach and WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson join us now for this weekly recap. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
We'll start with you, Chuck. You covered Newman's Milwaukee press conference outside of Walker's office in the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Tell us a little about what happened.
Well, Newman alleged that Walker's county budget proposals over the last 8 years have called for a bigger percentage increase in county spending than Governor Jim Doyle's state budget proposals would have boosted state spending. Newman went on to make the same points at news conferences in Madison and Green Bay, but the Milwaukee newser right in front of Walker's county office was unusual. Walker didn't come out to watch, but a couple of county managers did. It's been somewhat the talk of the courthouse this week.
I imagine this didn't bode too well with Walker. What was his response?
Well, he held a telephone news conference to say that Newman is distorting the numbers, mixing capital or building budgets and operating budgets, and ignoring that the county took advantage of low interest rates to borrow a lot for building projects this past year. Newman then held a telephone news conference defending his numbers. It was all a very modern bit of back-and-forth campaigning.
That was quite a day then. Sean, why did Newman's attack strike such a nerve with Walker?
Well, I think if you look at the kind of race Walker and Newman have been running so far, it hasn't been waged so much on social issues where, you know, they're largely the same. It's been on, you know, who's the biggest fiscal conservative. And so, you know, when you see Mark Newman really strike at the heart of that, you know, going right to Scott Walker's door, literally, and attacking him on what Newman called a lack of fiscal conservatism, you know, that's the type of thing that could hurt a Republican candidate in the primary, and so that's why it touched off such a fight.
Chuck, what has Democratic gubernatorial candidate and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett had to say about the spat, and what's he been up to all of this week?
Well, Barrett tried to stay out of the GOP fight, but he is questioning Republican promises to cut future state budgets. He wants to see the details of any such cuts. Barrett also played the mayoral role this week, promoting a deal over where to locate a freshwater sciences school for the UW-Milwaukee. And this afternoon, promoting safe sleeping for infants. There have now been 8 infant deaths in the city this year linked to unsafe sleeping conditions. That's a tragic statistic anytime and anywhere, of course, but especially when a mayor is running for governor.
It's been a comparatively quiet week in the race for U.S. Senate, but there were a couple of developments. Chuck, Democratic Senator Russ Feingold has a big guest coming, I understand.
Well, that's right. Vice President Joe Biden on June 25th for a fundraising luncheon. It's a sign the Democrats are taking the Feingold race versus Republican Ron Johnson, presumably very seriously.
Sean, have any issues been shaping up in that race?
Well, there was the Labor Department came out with a jobs report that showed the economy added jobs, but not as many as were hoped, and that, you know, many of those jobs, 430,000 plus, were as a result of temporary census workers. And so Senator Feingold came out with a response saying, you know, we need to do better. He called for a tax credit for companies that add jobs. One of his Republican opponents, Ron Johnson, came out with a statement saying that basically the stimulus hadn't worked, and so that could be an issue you hear a lot about on this campaign.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.